Our T-chart is another way of calling it is a psychological contract between our company and our employees. It's a mutual obligation to one another. On the left side of the T-chart is everything I owe my employees. On the right side, everything my employees owe our company. And it, because it's a psychological contract, it's very crystal about what we expect of one another. So on the left side of the T-chart, what I have, what I offer my employees, and I promise to my employees, is a superior compensation for superior results, however that manifests itself through a great bonus program or profit sharing, what have you. I promise a chance to grow. We do career pathing in our companies and all the companies I've owned and own, and we set up, establish a career path, whether it's a corporate ladder, a spiral staircase where you're cross-training into various functions, or simply staying in your own position, but you get enough training to be the best that it ever was in that position.
Right.
A lot of people define chance to grow a lot of different ways, but you have to understand what they think about, what's important to them, because it's also the number one reason why people leave. Mm-hmm. Number two, another reason why people leave is you have to have great leadership. And if your leaders aren't getting leadership training, then people actually are leaving the leader. They're not necessarily leaving the company. And so you have to promise people that if we're asking you to get on the bus, you have faith in the bus driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. So I like that.
that's kind of getting right down to nitty gritty there.
Yep.
The third part, we offer them a sense of collegiality, the sense of family, the sense of belonging, the sense that the company is going to be there for you if anything bad happens. And I'm talking about personal and commercial.
That's powerful.
And you know, you have to step outside what the lawyers tell you, and the lawyers will say, if someone's apartment burns down and they lose their entire wardrobe and you want to lend them $5,000 to replace their wardrobe, don't do what the lawyers will tell you because you don't want to set a precedent. I say, you know what, thanks for the advice, but the guy's got no clothes.
Yeah.
And if he's got no clothes and $5,000 is a lot of money to him, but not so much to me, I'm going to give him $5,000. Go get yourself another wardrobe. You do that for someone. By the way, they're going to be like a billboard throughout the entire organization.
Right.
Telling people what a wonderful company this is. And then you have this, the sense of loyalty, because no one works well with fear. So if I'm offering all of these things to my employees, and I do it, and I commit myself to it, then I absolutely expect the right side of the T-chart. I have an obligation to demand it for my employees, because this is a mutual obligation. So the employees know they owe me profitability. They have to somehow increase my revenues or reduce my operating expenses or improve my productivity. It's the only three ways to make more money for a company.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to do that well. They got to be productive. They have to be team players. They have to show loyalty as well. And they have to offer me new ideas to innovate, to improve this company. And if I can do that, I have a relationship with my employees that is predictable and is mutual. And combined with the leadership and the culture we're talking about, again, you have something fierce, something powerful that you create a juggernaut in just about any industry, because the competitive advantage, as comes through people.